Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah, that's what
I need. A with it, girl, that knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But how if you ain't with it, girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, yeah.
Think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night hassles and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gon' for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
That's what I need. I need a witty girl. Knows how to please.
She got to know. She got to know.
If you ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's a terrible
party, girl. Girl, come on, let's play. Let's play.
One night like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We strong folk. It's a drink, kush the blow. We stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio. No Romeo, fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat and swallow this bitch is a goddess. Serious rider, Mac and Rod Theory the answer. Kush and Molly straight with Cardi, little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swears don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
I'm a
witty
girl, cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a witty girl. Knows how to please.
You gotta know, but
you gotta know
if you ain't
with a girl, then you can be on your way.
You gotta know,
yeah, yeah, yeah. If you ain't with a girl, come on, let's play. Let's play.
Talking, no more playing. Show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weed. So make sure it's so tight, like I want them pussy walls. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls, sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always answer. 4DB takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on the boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stab and fuck her mouth like it's a pussy with it. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, with it, girls be fucking. Girls,
girls be fucking with it.
They pussy shave their very trims. I love it when they body smooth. Looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like the drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then.
With it, girl, cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please.
Well,
if you ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah,
gotta go.
Gotta get the hell out of here. Girl, come on, let's play.
Come on,
let's play.
Yeah.
Valley Green Giants of frozen niblets. Unless you got something special, miss.
More head. You didn't want more head.
How much more head we talking?
Black Dynamite.
What are you doing here? I thought you were no longer f***ing with the undercover spy hunkies from the CIA.
I'm not. Right now, I'm f***ing with these dice. Now, if you don't mind, I got some bread to win.
Black Dynamite, it seems that you're halfway amazing, but all the way mad.
Miss Moorhead, have you lost your mind? This was my game, and she's with me.
Was with you. Your bitch chose me. Now we can handle this like we got some class, or we can get into some gangster shit. Whatever your name is,
it's Bond. James Bond. You bloody well remember.
Yeah, how could I forget? You're the second Bond, James Bond, I met tonight.
I failed, Charlie. I am Bond, James Bond.
Roger Moore. I am Bond, James Bond. There can be only one.
All right, ladies. Black Dynamite just got one rule. Now, if any of y'all happen to be awake in the morning when I'm getting dressed, don't wake up the rest of the bitches.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bang Out Radio, with the dagger and Queen V. This be a girl, me is so real. And you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play,
yeah,
that,
Dagger
song
play that song.
And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, hump night. Dagger, Queen, how you feeling?
I'm all right.
That's good. Glad to hear. Glad to have you here on time. You know, I guess they let you go to work on time and everything, so everything's good.
Yeah. I had to literally run up out of there.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's start it off as you always do, y'all. Let's handle this business first. Shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topaz and Shay, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights with me or Queen V, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, and no Triple M Show on Monday. So thanks a lot, boss lady, for letting us do our thing over here on Bang Out Radio. You say you're coming back to the airways. We'll be here when you get here. Until then, we got this. Don't even trip. All right? Next, all independent artists. Everybody, keep sending in your music. Keep getting a lot of new music. That's what it's for. That's what we're here for. This is the number one spot for all independent artists. Let people know, all right? So keep sending in your music. You can either send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen.
You guys can send it to QueenV, BEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is QueenBEE1991@gmail.com.
There it is, y'all. And then, of course, last but not least, just everybody that, like I said, listens to the show, takes time out of their day to support the show, support these independent artists, support me, support my co-hosts. I mean, just if you fucking with Bang Out Radio, if you fucking with Reality Radio, because y'all know we keep it all the way 100 at all times here, and you can't find nowhere else, you know, there's not that many places where you can do that. So that's what we're doing here. So spread the word, because, again, nobody's going to believe me when I say that we're trying to keep it on point over here, all right? They're going to believe y'all. So make sure you tell your friends, tell your buddies, people at work, whoever you talk to, whoever you're around, let them know where it's at right here on Bang Out Radio, all right? So if you out there and you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. As always, you just chill in the queue if you want to listen, or you press 1 to holler at us, all right? And then already out the gate, I think I recognize the number now. Let's see if I got it right. Levi, how you feeling?
What's that now?
See, I told you I'm good at that when niggas use the same fucking number, nigga. Like, but what do you do, man? How you feeling tonight?
Nah, man, I'm good, man. Chilling up here at the hospital with my bro. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh, what happened?
See, I don't know what the fuck happened to this nigga. Nigga, what did you do? Being a dumbass.
Okay, we'll just leave it at
that.
All right, for sure, man. I know they're going to keep you up at the hospital, man, making sure your brothers and everything. Go ahead, let people know all the information about what's dropping, man, doing big things, and then bringing your girl's track right here that, what was it, messing up my makeup? I'm looking for it. Hold on, where is it? There it goes. I got it. So let people know what's up, and then bring this in, and then we're going to start off West Coast Wizards properly.
All right, man, what it is. Once again, it's your boy Levi Kev, you know what I'm saying, the A-Sign representative, SME's own CEO, you know what I'm saying, look out for the, you know what I'm saying, for the brand new project, The Gift and the Curse, the Black Rose, Black Ops, Avery, Trey Lil Jon, man, SME finna take over, you know what I'm saying, And y'all stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? Here's my new artist, Avery, messing up your makeup on Hump Nights, Bang Out Radio. Yeah,
there it is, y'all. Levi Kev, always official here on Bang Out Radio. Thanks. Good looking out, man. Thanks for always showing support and always keep your artists coming here, man, because you know where it's at first. Here it is.
We started off cool. Conversation was on true. I wanna be a true, and you my true.
And you my true.
Then we fell all in love. Angels sent from above. You opened up your angel wings. Swept me right off my feet. My feelings just keep getting deep. Feel a heartbeat, I feel complete. You're all that I need. You can't keep messing up my makeup.
Out for these people, man. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And the best thing about it is, I keep telling y'all, keep sending me your music. The best way to get your shit heard is to either call in and fuck with me, holler at me. Like I said, I'm not here to bite. We just chilling, we relaxing, we kicking back. Or make sure you get it in before the deadline, because then it'll be amongst the first in rotation on the following show. And then I'm also calling out names, you know, and tracks right now, because either, like I said, either it's a new track, I try to make sure you at least know who it is for the first time you hear it. All right, or if somebody sends me some new shit, I'll make sure y'all know where it's from so y'all can go look for it, all right, because I got to announce the new tracks, and I got a new track right here from my man Dopey. Dopey, where you been, man? I was wondering what was up, you know what I mean? And he can care less right now. He's been pissed off lately, but, I mean, I guess the music is our relaxation. Let's get it in. Dopey, care less.
Like a bum with money, I'm filthy rich. We got a problem, Houston. Dopey down here killing it, killing it.
It makes me lock, that's a pocket knife. You keep it real, cause so can feel, cause that's your life. Cali born, wet soul, 5C. If I could shit on niggas like him, real with diarrhea.
Third stream option, you happy with that? So HBO is showtime. You see the map, spawn wet.
stop it, dude. You D12, you ain't got no food. I hope you happy popping Oakland, getting hair from Pamela. Look at Baywatch, get your money. What you said, Dad? Trouble and error, car barrel, body bag. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why you still acting chicken?
I can really care less what they saying. No business, my music, they playing. We vibing while they all hating. Just say my name,
Joe Babe. D-O-P-I. Of late to glory, you hear the stories, they so-so. This ain't no challenge, rookie mode. You wanna do that, you real live, represent West Side. Yeah, that's why. No rockin' this instrumental. Yoki from South Central. Now take this to the heart. Play the beat, make sure it's an E-sharp. Talk to
them. I can really tell that's what they sayin'. Don't get to my music, they playin'.
Sir, good looking out, Dopey Man. Like I said, as soon as he got some new shit, it was in my email. That's what I'm talking about. So, like I said, keep sending in y'all music. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Brand new right here. Kiddo Chill, my bad. Like I said, it's the drink kicking in, man. Featuring Dante Nash, Perfect 10. Let's keep it going.
I've been searching through my data, but my sources don't compute, girl. It's hard to tell from the programs I've been through, and I'm jumping over hoops, looking for the one to shoot, girl. So what's your odyssey? I like your technology, we just make a prodigy, you complete a masterpiece. Using my telepathy, I'm powered by your energy. Look inside my iris, see the vision I'm applying, girl. So what's the science? Your love electrifying. I'm living like a boss. Worker, you can be my client.
Yeah.
I can feel your static. Let our circuits form alliance. And I can take you higher at the height the size of giants. Girl, she my perfect 10. 5 pounds out of 50 cents. Our connection's infinite.
She fell for me like bowling pins.
Yeah, I stored her love inside my jacket.
Yeah.
If she needed the comfort, I was the fabric.
I see you choosing, yeah. Not trying to leave you on, don't take this disrespect. I don't need a bad bitch, I want a perfect 10. And if you are, then you got it, babe. But if you're not, then I'm sorry, babe. I need a perfect 10.
Girl, you know you
can be a bad bitch, are you a perfect 10?
Girl, I know
you got a bad bitch, I need a perfect 10.
Girl, you know you
got it.
My feelings on the loose. I done searched through all my data, but my sources don't compute, girl. It's kinda hard from these programs I've been through. I've been dodging all the loops, waiting for the one. Is it you, girl? Cause once I fell in love with a dream, till the day it was revealed, she was just an enigma.
Yeah.
I suffered from a cold heart, that bitch gave me the shiver. So I'm cool off that bullshit. You can take shovels with you.
Yeah.
Or the
grown women, been in season, turkeys in November. The only thing she taught me is what to be aware of, but what I shouldn't be looking for, unless it's sex and nothing more. But your difference is catching me. What does the future hold? I don't know, it's a mystery. Lately I've been thinking all these women are the same. She replied, I'm not a hoe, but I ain't dumb and I ain't no dope. If you are the means to my desires and I want the Cupid's bad jokes, you can be my new addiction. Share it with the cushions I smoke.
I see you choosing, yeah. Not trying to leave you on or take this disrespect. I don't need a bad bitch, I want a perfect 10. And if you are, then you got it, babe. But if you're not it, then I'm sorry, babe. If I need a perfect 10, girl, you know you can be a bad bitch, are you a perfect 10?
Girl, I know you got it.
What the fuck's a bad bitch, are you a perfect 10?
Girl, you know you got it.
Maniac Angel featuring Lair. I think that's how you say it. I apologize if I'm saying it wrong, but if you want me to fix it, call in and let me know how it's pronounced, all right? She blows my mind. Let's go.
Gia, you already know what it is. This is for the grown and sexy right here. Maniac Angel. We, yeah.
Expect me to do nothing like this.
Venom mixtape value one. Let's go, baby.
It's not today.
Turn up.
When it's worth, I told her, I won't stress her. Just wanted to get it out of the night. She wanted me to put it in the butt. She looks gentle, but she like it rough. It's real simple, so I can't get enough. She said she got a friend that wanna come too. Ask her how many times she really wants to. Yeah.
like you touch. Wanted to smoke, but then speed it up. Like I'm on the boat the way the room shake. She took me in the room for her friend.
Kissing my ass, like when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game, like this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm loud, I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't gotta talk loud no more, cause you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two timer. Yeah, I said it, you two timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? You think I don't know what you're doing? That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? Did you get it? You trick. You want me to say some more? What you want me to say? I ain't threatening you, because I ain't going to never threaten you, because I don't hit bitches.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure, for sure. Well, before we get to in the hump knots, I still wanted to take this time to at least handle some business and get some business out of the way. If that's okay with you, Queen, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, you know, we're still over here looking for anybody that wants to actually try to get involved in this radio thing because, like I said, I'm still looking for a gossip girl. You know, I mean, I'm already looking for a gossip girl. The one, like I said, if you that girl that sits there and watches all the Atlanta House, like you watch all the Housewives on all the shows, if you're following MTV and you know what's going on with Ray J and CR, you know what I mean? If you just know all the other shit that I don't give a fuck about, please come on, you know, and hang out with us and get involved in what we're trying to do here. Because, again, I know it's independent radio. I know it's – but, again, there's people that I know are somewhat interested in this. And then at the same time, we got to realize that even though we're independent, some of y'all may be trying to get – or I guess we're all trying to get where some of these people may be. And then it's like, you know, at a transition point, we got to make sure we keep people updated on what the crazy shit people be doing out here in the streets already and what famous people be doing. So hopefully when y'all do get to that point, y'all don't do none of that shit. So, again, a gossip girl. Because, again, I know y'all, I've seen it. This is why I understand why it's such a problem for a girl to come on here and talk about this kind of shit. Because I sit here and see girls go back and forth about these shows all the damn time. Oh, my God, did you see this? Oh, I can't wait till next week, posting the shit up on Facebook, like, whoop, whoop's on, this is on, oh, my God. It's so, you know what I mean? If you watch the Bad, I want to know what's going on with the Bad Girls. Because, again, I have somewhat of an interest, but I only have interest in the drama and the bullshit. I want somebody out there that knows to give me the good points and the high points and all shit. So, and then, you know, somebody that may defend these shows. Because, again, I'll be talking about the shit out of these shows, but I watch some other shit. So, again, looking for a gossip girl. If you into pop culture, and you know, and you're factual, not just speculation and shit like that, or you know what I mean, and you know what's hot in the streets right now, fuck with us, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Hit me up, and we're gonna chop it up and see if this is something you may want to do, all right? And we're also we're still looking for a computer geek, not a computer geek, but. I don't know what title to give it, but I need somebody that's also going to be available to come on the shows. They're, like I said, it's just 2 hours. Y'all know when the shows are. And and be able to provide information as I need it. Because again, I talk a lot of shit on these shows, and I get into a lot of different things, and my mind goes a lot of different places. And sometimes I just want just straight facts about. I may ask a question, and then I may want straight facts. Now I can't do all that by myself and everything, so I would need somebody like yo. I would ask. I got to come up with a good title, but I would ask that person like yo, look up, woo 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 or whatever. It's like it's think Siri. I want somebody to be my Siri on the show. I want to be able to be like, Siri, what is, you know what I mean? Think like that. That's what I want my own personal Siri for Bang Out Radio, all right? So if you want to play Siri, it would be sexy, and it would be sexy if it was a woman. Ladies, like I said, come through. Don't be scared, all right? Don't be scared. But fellas, I'm not down y'all either. Like I said, come through. It's not going to be called Siri. Maybe if it is a girl, I may call her Siri just for the show. Look, ladies, if you decide to do this, you know, as far as the computer geek part go, then we just gonna call you Siri. We don't even gotta use your real name, so that'll give you full anonymity. And then is that a word? Anonymity. And I get y'all know what I'm trying to say. You'll be anonymous. All right. You'll just be Siri. And you'll just be a voice. Maybe that'll help you a little bit. All right. But fellas, if you want to do it, we'll come up with another title for it or whatever. Like I said, I don't trip it, but just be on point. Don't be feeding me no false information. Don't be fucking around. Don't be playing, all right? We're trying to keep it serious, trying to keep it honest, trying to keep it real as we always do. And, again, I thrive on being, you know, I try to be as 100% as possible. So, again, if I got somebody that's able to look up certain shit where I could be as close to as 100% as possible, then, you know, it's going to help things out, all right? Now, also, Bang Out Radio is putting together a mixtape. All right, we're doing a Bang Out Radio mixtape, and again, let me say this off top. I'm not paying nobody. All right, I'm not getting paid. I'm just being honest. Like I said, I keep shit free here, so as long as I keep shit free here, if I'm not charging y'all, I'm sorry. That's how I feel. Y'all are not about to charge me. All right, like I said, what we do here and what we offer here is full exposure, you know, and that's the best I got to offer right now until we do get to some type of other level. But we ain't there right now, but this is the type of shit that will help people get to another level. So, again, I'm coming to y'all, like, let's get this shit popping together if you fucking with Bang Out Radio, if you real about your shit. All right, now, already I've reached out to a few artists, and, again, I've sent out certain beats and everything like that. So, again, artists that have gotten my emails, make sure, like I said, you let me know either way. You're going to fuck with it, you're not going to fuck with it, so I know what I need to do. And, again, it's no harm, no foul, but, again, when I've reached out to certain people, And there's certain people I still got to reach out to. Don't get it twisted. Like I said, I got to find y'all emails and everything. Like I said, I don't got everybody's email that I technically do want to fuck with. But those that I've had and I had already situated, y'all got y'all emails if y'all checked it. So just let me know if that's something y'all going to do and y'all going to mess with it. Because if not, I need to work out something else. But again, no hard feelings. But I just need to know what y'all going to do so I know what I need to do. Now, again, if I haven't reached out to you, again, it's no disrespect, nothing like that. If you want to get involved in the mixtape, hit me up, hit Queen up, email us like, yo, I heard y'all doing a mixtape, I'm trying to get on, what can I do, this, that, because like I said, I'm still looking for other beats, and I'm still trying to find people to plug into certain places and everything. Like I said, you may never know who may be on the beat and everything, but like I said, this is something that I'm going to do, and trust me, it's going to be some shit you're going to want to be involved in if, like I said, you're real about your shit and what you're trying to do. Because I'm just, again, okay. this is something else.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, no, I'm sorry. So I make that clear because I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to kind of make to shut it down. Bang Out Radio is doing a mixtape?
Yes. That's what I've been talking about for the last five, ten minutes.
I was just trying to make sure that I heard that correctly. I've been running around trying to settle down real quick. I'm sorry. Okay, boom. All right, I know what's up now. I heard beats before, so I was okay.
But again, to the artists that I've already reached out for, or again, check your emails, because again, a lot of y'all have already sent y'all beats like, yo, is y'all fucking with this? Like, let me know if y'all going to do it. I know y'all busy, some of y'all on tour, some of y'all doing this, some of y'all doing that. But I'm trying to get this shit done as fast as possible, just to be real with y'all. So just let me know. If you're going to do it, I'm willing to wait. Don't have me waiting forever, but I'm willing to wait if you're going to do it. And if you know you're not, then just be like, yo, or I'm not feeling this beat, maybe something else or whatever. Just let me know something. And for those that I haven't reached out to yet, like I said, I'm trying to get to a few more people. But if you are listening, you're an artist out there, and you want to be involved in the first Bang Out mixtape, all right, get at me at the email, Dagger. Yo, I want to get involved in the mixtape. I heard you doing the mixtape, man. What can I get in? Where can I get in? What can I do? And this is for everybody, R&B singers, rappers, like I said, I got ideas, and I'm trying to put y'all, like I said, trust me, this is something you want to get involved in, all right? So, again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Hit me up, let me know, like, yo, I want to get involved in the mixtape. I heard y'all doing this. I'm trying to do this. Like I said, this will get you heard, because, again, what I'm going to do is once I accumulate everything and get everything done, and again, keep in mind, I'm going to send you the beat. You're going to record it on your end, you know what I mean? Either I need you to record it on the beat, and I need the acapella version, send it back. I'm putting everything together on my end, all right? I'm going to pay for the studio time on my end. I already got somebody that's going to put the tracks together for me when everybody sends me their verses, this, that, or whatever. And then I get to be the person on the mixtape, like, yeah, Bang Out Radio in the back, you know what I mean, calling people out, like, oh, we got Lady K, you know what I mean, doing that shit. Throughout the, it's going to be dope. Like, oh, you never know what you're going to have next. Like, it's going to be crazy. Like I said, I'm going to get to do that. I like to be able to do this type of shit like this. So, look, I'm not going to fuck up people's shit, but this is the, like, think, like, remember when Funkmaster Flex used to do the mixtapes, like, every month or every year? I think he had a new, the Funkmaster, and his shit used to be knocking. Now, again, these are not going to be original beats, y'all, all right? These is mixtape shit. I'm trying to think of beats where I could bring something, where we're trying to revamp some shit and just, you know, as an independent artist, as far as I go, what I be thinking, I be liking taking some of the shit people be doing now, but then also like bringing some of the other shit back and doing, you know, thinking like a renovation when you renovate a house. It's old, it was knocking then, but let's put some new shit on it now, bring it right back. You know, follow me, fuck with me. All right, Bang Out Radio mixtape coming out. What else? Anything else I wanted? And just anybody, like I said, we're still looking for sponsors. I'm not asking anybody to, you know, like I said, I'm not asking anybody to donate money. But, again, if you're a record company, if you're a clothing line, if you're a modeling agency, if you're any of these things, and you want to buy a commercial spot on here, you know what I mean? You want to drop a little, I'm not charging obscene amounts, you know, but if you want like a 30-second commercial or a minute commercial, you can either come up with your own or, you know, I'll come up with my own. You see, I know how to do drops, and people do drops all the time. Like I said, you could do a commercial yourself, or you could drop me some change, you know, and I'll add that to the package or something, and I'll put it together myself on my end, and then, you know, you'll get your commercials played at least once per show, and then, like I said, that's four times a week. You know, how much promotion can you possibly get? You know, if you want to do that. You don't have to, but if you want to, like I said, we're still looking for sponsors, shit like that. Yeah, okay, what else? Anything else? And just anybody that just wants to help Bang Out Radio. Like I said, graphic designers, if you do logos, if you got a T-shirt company, you know, we Negroes, I'm black, you know what I mean? We can work on the barter system, you know, I do this, you do that, you know, it's all good, you know. Just fuck with me and be about your P's and Q's and be on point. No bullshit, no drama, no games. Like I said, I ain't begging nobody to do nothing. But again, if you about your paper and you trying to get involved in this, because again, this is about to go. Even if it's just us, it's still gonna do what it's gonna do. But again, I always thought, you know, what is it? What's that saying that they say? You know, more hands, less work, something like that. You know, many hands, less. I don't know, something like that. You know what I mean? Like, but it's got to be people we trust. Like, I mean, we could all sit around this Bang Out Radio table. You know what I mean? New Jack City style, but don't make me take your $5 ass and make some change. That's all I'm saying. You know, and then everybody can eat, everybody can do what they do. We got connections all around the world. Like I said, I'm trying to connect to at least one person, artist, model, producer, you know, director, at least one person in every United States, and then we're going to take it worldwide. You know, I already got some people over across countries and everything like that, across the waters, across the seas, tuned in over here. But, again, I'm trying to start at home first. No disrespect. I love everybody that listens. But we need everybody to know that, again, this is the number one spot and the number one place for all independent artists. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. Fuck with us or don't. But if you don't, I don't know, Queen. What do you got to say to people that don't want to fuck with us? I think we about that. What do you think? Wait. You sound like you like way down the hall trying to yell. So whatever.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, one more time.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
Let's, you know, if you ain't said a little bang out radio, I don't know. You guys are missing out. Let's just keep it all in 100 because Bang Out Radio is really making moves right now. So if you ain't messing with us, I mean, that sucks on your part because we out here and we out here trying to make these moves. So if you don't want to fuck with us, then fuck you then. We good. We fucking
on that, y'all, it's summertime, all right? DA featuring Miles J and K-Ref. Let's go.
We're not turning it down.
Summertime.
DA.
Miles J, what's up?
Lil Red.
Baby, see up on my face. Tell my boy, yeah, my place. Cause I got this thing on my mind. It can be done in no time. Pulling in the back of my dress. Calling the girls, even want to take me. Cause we don't care as long as we get to fall. There's no show for but as long as I make a time. Cause me and my bros are pros and showing girls how to have a good time. So we gon' party, gon' get a break. Don't get done, tell them everything's sorry. Cause we're not good at it.
Me and my bros waking up trying to check the time. And we gon' hit the pool, yeah, we gon' do the pool. Breaking all the rules and we ain't gotta act cool. Because it's
no school.
You know the crew, K-Rec and D-A. Got girls up in V-A, D-A. What he say, what she say, is what we say. On display, it's cliche, my whole crew on replay. Cause it's summertime, and girl, you hella fine. I've been trying to make you mine, you steady running through my mind. Just give me some time and I can get you in line. Just stand behind her and you'll be another dime. Because it's my crew, and yeah, we so cool. It's summertime, we ain't got school. So put your hands up, now put your hands up. And tell everybody that it's summertime. Cause it's summertime. Oh yeah, it's summertime. Yeah, it's summertime.
High bag ride through my city.
To the bed.
Sun shining plus two yellows with me. Called up the team, say they wanna fool. Pulled up at this public cool. Two door bins, man, I'm too cool. Got in the gate, man, it was crazy. People here now, it was all gravy. Had on my Raven shades from the 80s. My JDA, that's my crew. Team blessing all day, nothing new.
Never that.
We get together and act like a fool. Man, I see nothing but bathing suits. I'm like, babe, watch you. I'm like, babe, watch you. I'm like, babe, watch you. I'm like, babe, watch you.
care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you know about me. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you know. I will be on my way. Jump in my field.
Crumb bitches, man, you boo-boo. You claim this pussy throwback, you love it, and I know that. You trying to make a reason for why that dick is so whack. Nigga, you flawless to yourself, yes, you your own fan. You a real nigga, not a grown man. Laid up at my house, rent free, you should be ballin'. Got a pussy line talking about money calling. You ratchet, how you call him, looking good, but you busted. I'm in love with a nigga, can't be trusted. You blew your own mind, never thought I'd be a chaser. I'm only after paper, Don Juan couldn't break her. Your eyes grow big when I pick her. You wanna know my game, but you too slow to pick up. I'm trying to have your baby, you took the rubber off your plate. Now you trying to run out, clinic time, I ain't crazy.
Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up.
I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that you set up. Bro, I fuck for cash, but I'm not a hoe. The same way you always hustling, but stay broke. Want me to slob on your musty knob? I got a pen, I got the net, nigga, find a job. All your shine is fake, you waiting on that big break. Just to fall again, fucking with a snowflake. Look, the head is straight, the dick is weak. The little dough you had, you try to floss and spent it last week.
Bro,
I'm tired of paying for your re-up, nigga. Always needing something ass, nigga. I'm tired of you running around like you official. Wayne off of no gas. Want me to come get you, call me back, girl. You the type to get lost unless you got a girl. Picking up your pieces, acting glued to your puzzles. Accepting your phone calls when he told that you were trouble.
Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that gets set up. Nigga, I'm broke.
Say hello to the dirt. I'm a broke nigga, bitch. You a dirt. You a dirtbag bitch. You a broke ass trick. Don't be dirtbag shit. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? And if I'm broke, who the fuck are you? I'm smoking on this good herb. You smoking stress on the kids' herb. You're not a bad bitch, bitch. You a dessert. All in the dirt with the lizard. You're nothing but a flipper. You a ratchet ass bitch plus a
nigga,
flipper.
Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. You the type of fuck boy that you set up. Nigga, I'm broke. Shut up. I'm that bitch that helped you get your bread up. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I had better. And you the type of fuck boy that get set up. Nigga, I'm broke.
Got your interest, and I know you wanna
wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, sand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance. And I'm kinda shy, and I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
Hug so tight, we breathe each other. If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gonna be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that gold, don't stop, but shut up. I'm in it for the villain while we blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. And tickle me, I'll do the wiggle just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God, you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me. Pull me closer. My head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special. Talk with motion. Feel emotion. Boy. Rub my skin. I smile within. Cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady,
lady,
she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man,
able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say, what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
Huh. And I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Me. Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now, let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
This your boy, KY, the Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Hump night. With the Dagger.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Dog Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, for sure. We just chilling for a quick second. We'll get into Dagger's double play real quick because I honestly don't even have anything off the top of my head to talk about right now. This I want to get into after Dagger's double play. So this is just a little time killer real quick. How you doing, MIA? How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty cool, just over here, you know, sipping on some Peach Amsterdam. I'm ready for your double play.
Okay, Peach Amsterdam, all right. Well, I got vodka and orange juice, so what's that, a screwdriver, sex on the beach, whatever they call it. I don't know, that's what I got.
Yep, sounds good, shit.
Nah, chilling, relaxing, but damn, I'm trying to think. See, this is why. See, this is. I know this is reality radio, you know. So I know just anything can happen, but this is also the time when it's like it's good to have a little like you know a little what is it an outline or something like because I know what I want to get into, but then I try to like talk during certain parts of the show and try to extend certain shit here and there and everything. So and it's just weird, but then we get these gaps in the middle, and I'm kind of stuck here right now, but. But basically, as far as I go,
I feel you. Sometimes that's how it goes. You just be like, damn, you be moving so fast and so much. Sometimes you just get stuck.
No, but what I do have, or what I do like to say, or what I do want to say is okay. I got a really a new outlook on life. Like I said, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm a little more excited about things now. Like it's and that's what I want to get into about where this came from. We're going to get to after that after Dagger's double play. But it's just about what I call it blinking. When you actually blink at a situation or you blink at something, then you realize, like, yo, this is just not going to happen. This isn't cool. This is not beneficial. This is not going to make anything. You know what I mean? Once you realize certain things,
then
you can really just, like, okay, keep it pushing and keep it stepping. It's just crazy because I always felt myself as being the dumbest person in the world. Because even though I know the right things I should be doing, I ignore them and keep doing what I feel like other people may feel I should do, or you know this, that, or whatever. But it's great. I just really just lifted like one of the biggest weights off my shoulders, and it just feels good. And just the whole process about it was like it was just crazy how it went down. So it's, like I said, it's story time when we come back from Dagger's double play. So let's actually get into that so we can get into story time real quick, so I can sip a little bit more of my truth juice, and we can get this out real quick.
Hey, I'm
because
a little
again,
bad.
Y'all know, like I said, as long as I bring it out and I talk about it, then that's what makes it real. And now I'm ready to talk about shit. I've always been saying that I always push shit off and I always keep shit back and everything, but I don't have to do that. And it's great because it even makes me look at my music a little bit different because that, like I said, when I write, I put myself as I want to be when I write. And it was always bothering me because, again, a lot of things I write didn't line up with what I was doing. Now, I'm not saying, like, I was out there talking about money, cars, and everything like that, and I really don't got that. What I mean is, like, don't do this, don't do that, let shit go, you know, speaking the right shit. But I wasn't doing that for myself. I wasn't following what I was saying. I wasn't practicing what I preached. And now that I'm doing that, it feels even better because, like I said, I can even look at my own self even a whole different way. So it's just great. So we're going to get into Dagger's double play. Then it's story time when we come back. MIA hanging out, of course, Queen V in the building. If you want to get in on the conversation, again, as always, 661-621-7559. Chill in the queue or press 1 to holler at us. Be right back.
All right. The Dagger. I got to put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Got a problem with that? Fuck you, alright? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, alright?
Alright.
It's the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it.
So here we go.
Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you were my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you walking. Now I'm thinking in my head, I should
choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Can't even sleep, laying in my bed.
alone and all I do is count the sheep. I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem and sorry, I can't give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead, you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should have never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That broken heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Really departed now, cause death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Told me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give, plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money, it ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a hoe, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believe in every lie she told you, made you chuck them pieces later.
I'm with some douchey, I'm chucking my douchey.
Serious, man. I never wanted to get like this.
Something better.
Off of real shit.
No more time to make
I got a lot of no motherfucking about it. Got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz. I'm kind of sauce and feel the fire. Told me there was no one higher waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul, and now you wanna let me go. So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice, third time, that's forever. I never wanted this, enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit, but still, you talking, throwing, breaking shit, you stupid.
Whoa.
Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out to me. Nothing like them other bitches, why you wanna act
why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up, I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry
Either.
Springer.
Fuck you, Dagger.
Fuck you too, what deuces, else? Two middle fingers.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
I found out.
tell me where I'm gonna go.
If I had it, you got it. Spoiled the girl right and kept her hands in my pocket. But I didn't stop at times, I'm good if things got better. She wanted her own apartment, now we living together. See, it started with a lot of fun, but ended with a lot of pain. I'm not ashamed to tell my story, let me explain. You did our favorite several months, I thought that.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about, sir? We are a proper gentleman, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rules.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform...
Oh, God. You sick little back! I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
For sure. Let's check and see. MIA, you still good?
Yep, we chilling.
All right, we back in the mix. Remember again, y'all, if you want to call in 661-621-7559, that is the number for Bang Out Radio, or you can get in contact with Dagger wherever we got a show popping off, or Queen V on Wednesday nights especially, all right? 661-621-7559, lock it in your phone. Either chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at us. All right. here we go. All right, y'all, story time. But, I mean, it's a good story. It's just one of those stories where it's like, I'm mad that it took so long to get to the point where I'm at, because again, me, I know myself, I'm fucking hard-headed. And oh wait, hold on, before I even get into the story, quick shout out, because we can doing this thing over here right now. We got the chat room cracking right now. I didn't even know I could do a chat room. So again, shouts out to Killer Ken, you know, chilling with us in the chat room, and Karina P hanging out with me and Queen V, and the first time we got to get this chat room. So I just got to make sure that next time I promote this a little bit more, because I did not know we could chat live during the show. But I just got to figure out how to spread the link more than just through Facebook. So, yeah, I forgot. You know, I see y'all, man. Thanks. Like I said, this is the first time I didn't use the chat room. Killer Ken told me, like, nigga, you got a chat room? And I look like, oh, we do got a chat room. Like, okay, let's do this. Like,
well, hold on. You need to let me know about the chat room.
Yeah, see? I put it on my Facebook at least right now. Like I said, I got to find a way to promote it even more so we can see whoever wanted to tune in. Somebody told me, though, that they tried to get in and they had to sign up and do this and do that. And I'm like, all right, well,
yes.
Don't complain. I mean, if you don't want to do it, you like always, I'm not begging nobody. Uh-huh. If you don't want to do it, then
so you
don't
gotta
do
get
it.
A show
again. So,
like, you got to just fill out, like,
I mean, I don't know what the process is. Since I'm a host. Since I'm a host, I don't got to do shit. So, I mean, I guess that's the beautiful part of it. But
yeah.
But they say, well, the chat room's telling me all you got to do is sign in through your Facebook, and it could be just that, you could just be that easy. Or you could come in as a guest, but you can't chat. You can just listen. Oh, okay. All right. But and then you can get a username, and it's free. So, I mean, I don't know what this dude was complaining about, but whatever. But like I said, we're going to get this chat room cracking. Thanks for hanging out for us first night in the chat room as well. Like I said, chatting live during the show. I got to get this video going, though, man. Once we get this video going, then we're really going to be on and popping. So, but all right, as I was saying, just a story. Like I said, I'm mad that it took me so long to get to this point. But, again, I know myself. I've always been hard-headed. I've always had a problem letting shit go. I always have a problem believing things will be better when things are good. You know, say things are good, but then they fall off, they fuck up. I have a problem always thinking that shit's going to get better. But at the same time, like I've always said, I've always felt like I deserved pain. I've always deserved bullshit. I've always deserved drama. I felt like I deserved it. So when it came to me, even sometimes I sought it out, it was like it didn't bother me, but at the same time, I was just constantly in a negative place. No more. at least for now. Like I said, the biggest weight on my shoulders at this point has been lifted, and again, it just feels good. And I'm going to tell this story because, on one hand, you can't rush anything for anybody. All right, everybody takes their time to go through what they have to go through, and if you're in a relationship or you're dealing with people, you have to realize that people have to do certain things sometimes. And I don't mean on a crazy tip. Some people feel like they got to kill people. I don't mean shit like that. I mean, but on a personal tip, in order to do the right thing, you got to probably do the hardest shit because it's easy to be a fucked up person. All right, it's real easy. Trust me, I know. I'd much rather be the bad guy than the good guy because it's always like the bad guy gets to have all the fun. But I'm the good guy. That's the sad part. But it is what it is. So basically what happened, because I think about 2 weeks ago we got into this. We talked about, like I said, Quinn, you remember when I was talking about my ex going, you know, in Vegas, talking about come out here. You can just come out here. Don't worry about nothing, this, that, whoop, or whatever, right? We kind of, that's when my brother was on the show. And so basically what happened, at least as far as I go, like I said, and this, as far as my ex, she always had, like I said, notice I'm saying past tense. She always had this hold on me. I didn't know what it was, but I do know what it was now, because it's always when you're out of the situation, like I said, when you could look back at the whole thing the right way, then it's a lot better. And again, I'm so mad at myself because, again, through the whole process, I was always telling myself that I'm doing the wrong thing, but I always talked myself out of doing what I knew what was right, at least as far as I go for myself. But again, she always had, like, this hold on me where she could always play the role, like, you know, shit was sad, this, that. Like, she always made it seem like to me she didn't need me, but she needed what I was able to do. Because, again, for those that know me, for those that associate with me, for those, like, Dagger gets shit done. If he's going to do shit or say he's going to do something, he can get it done. All right? So, and I don't speak on things that I can't get done. And when we were together and we were doing what we were doing, like I said, I used to spoil this, that. I used to do all kind of shit. And when it did start going bad, and it fucked with me because the whole – well, this is another part of it that fucks with me because I held on more than – I held on way more than she did. And that was even more of a crazy – that was even dumber. And that was stupid because she basically moved on from me years ago, in a sense, you know, emotionally, physically, doing what she was doing and everything like that. But every time something was wrong, every time something, you know, it was always a stop story, then she came around, this, that, or whatever, and we would try to make it work, this, that. But it was always bad on her end. Like, at least one thing about me, when I say I'm doing something, when I say I'm focused on this, when I say this is what I'm going to do, then that's what I do.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no question about it. And I realized, looking back on my whole situation, that, like I said, for a long time, I was never where I'm at now. She was at years ago, so it's like, what the fuck were you doing? And that's what, like, because I'm mad, because like I said, I'm the Dagger, aka 4DB Witty. What the fuck are you doing? You don't chase people. You don't do this. What the hell is wrong with you? You know,
this one thinking in my head, but at the same time,
like I said, I lied to myself because again, this is like 5 years, you know, 5-6 years. You know, that's a lot of time to spend with one person and go through all the type of shit that niggas went through and everything. So in my head at the time, even when it was bad, I was like, well, maybe we can get back to where it was. Maybe that I always thought that may be able to happen. And then, you know, when she was all out there and everything making it sound good, then I always felt like, oh, okay, well, I always got somewhere to go. I always got some kind of safety net, you know. That's just a little background. Now let's get to what happened. Now, basically, with that being said, I basically kind of like called the bluff on the situation. Like I said, I went the fuck out there. I just was like, fuck it, I'm going. Went out to Vegas. And then, but here's where shit fucked up, is as soon as I walked in the door, I was like, that first, when I looked at her, I'm like, why am I here? That was already on top. You know, and that's sad that was my first thought, because it was just crazy. And I don't want to sound like I said, it may sound like I'm bashing everybody, but let's just talk about off looks off top. Now, this is what I mean by what I realize. And what I'm also going to say is, like, our past and the shit we went through, I realize that I had the best moments probably of her years. I had those already. The shit that she's on now is nothing I'm about to deal with. But like I said, I had to see it myself in order to realize, because you never know what you're going to do in a situation until you're in it. So I had to figure out what the fuck I was finally going to do with this and see what the fuck this was going. So already when I open the door and see her, it's like, okay, that's already bad. Like, because for those that have followed the show and know the situation, like I said, she basically fucked over me, let me fuck you or whatever, ran off to Las Vegas, you know what I mean, and was doing whatever she was doing out there, wound up pregnant, had a kid, all this shit, you know, all that shit. That's what's going on out there. Now I come out here. Now, she done already had the kid. The kid's damn near about almost trying to walk, crawl, and everything like that. But you know how when girls get pregnant and then they have the kids, some of them bounce back, you know, because they do shit or exercise or whatever, and some of them just don't and they look like they still pregnant? That's what she looked like. And for y'all that know me, like, nah. That's one of those you just really just letting yourself go out here on top of, you know what I mean? Like, just don't, like, how do you look like you're pregnant and your kid's crawling around on the floor and everything like that, but you look like you're pregnant? So
that's because she ain't taking care of her body and herself, and she didn't do what she was supposed to do after she had the baby.
See,
she just went back to partying.
See, that's number one. All right, so already off tops, like, you done already blown a look. Because, like I said, it's crazy because, like I said, during the time when I wasn't around her and I would think about it and I think I was missing something or whatever, I'm looking through pictures, you know, old pictures and everything like that and everything. But I realized, like, these are old pictures. You know, like before, after. Like, nah. Like, I like, like the before, yes. Now, after,
yeah.
No. It's not, nah. And, you know, that's what I mean. I realized the past is what it's going to be.
Past.
And that's what it is. And I got the past is better than what's going on now. So I'll just leave that in the past and just be happy off of that. That's just off of looks. That's just number one. And that's sad because, like I said, I used to be, I don't know what made me so crazy about this. Like, looking now, I don't know what made me so crazy about the girl, because now you look like one of them girls that I be talking shit about. Like, I don't do this. No, this is not. I don't do this. This is not going to happen. So that's just that. Now, let's look at what you're doing. Let's look at your lifestyle. Like, you gotta work. So here's your schedule. You gotta be at work at, like, what was it? I think it was like 2 a.m. So you gotta get up early, get your kid ready, drop your kid off at the babysitter, catch the bus, go to work, catch the bus back. You know, this is what you do. This is your daily life. Now, when I was there, of course, now I gotta take her to work and pick her up when she get off and everything like that. Because, of course, you know, even though we're supposed to be friends, woo, everything like that or whatever, if I told you to get your ass on the bus, you would have an issue with that. Even though, you know, I got to waste my gas to take you to work. You know, in the global sense, see, I can talk like this now because I feel better. This is what I mean. So, but then I do that while I'm out there. So, like I said, again, this is me thinking, like, this is what my life's going to be. If I were to move out here and stay with you, this is me taking you to work at 2 in the fucking morning and having to get you at 10 a.m. And then you so tired all day that you just sleep all day, but your kid's wide awake. So, I mean, the kid, no disrespect to the kid. Kid's a cute kid, play with the kid and everything. But, again, I don't have kids. And at this point, if I'm going to deal with a child, it's going to be a child that comprehends. It's going to be someone I can talk to. It's going to be like, yo, you know, go over there, go to your room, sit down, you know, some of that comprehends. I'm not doing the babies, the diapers, the yelling, the screaming. I'm not doing all that until it's my own kid. My own kid I will. But I'm not stepping into that situation. So there's that. And then what really made it happen, y'all remember the movie, Look Who's Talking? Remember the original Look Who's Talking? Don't everybody speak at once. Mm-hmm. Y'all, you remember the you never saw Look Who's Talking? The original, John Travolta, Christy Alley, Little White Mikey, voice of, with Bruce Willis as the voice. Well, there's this one scene in that movie that basically I kind of had. There's this one scene where John Travolta and Christy Alley was about to actually get it popping, and then Christy Alley had like a little future flash about what her future would be like with him and everything, and then they flash forward, and there's like four kids, they all smoking, everybody's fat, this, that. I had one of those visions. I had one while I was there. I basically was like, no, this is not, no, I'm not doing this. Like, and keep in mind, I'm not trying to blow myself up or say it like I'm all this, that, or whatever, because like I said, I'm still technically homeless. I have no place of my own. I have no home. You know what I mean? I have no job. You know, these are things I don't have. I understand this. But at the same time, what I'm doing and the things I got going and everything, it's like I'll be okay. You know, I'm not going to go out to the desert just because you offering me a place to stay. That's basically, at the same time, you owe me that already after all this time I done took care of you. You owe me that. And so I'm not about to be happy about that. I need something more than that. And I'm not about to be out here to help you. Say I could come out here to help you and do this, that, or whatever. But no, because the time I was out there, I was doing nothing but helping you run around, do what you got to do and everything. If I want to help other people do what they got to do, I could do that in L.A. You know, if I want to watch people sleep and everything, I could do it. I don't need to come out here for this. And then you know what the icing on the cake was? You know what lit the candles? I was like, all right, I'm gone. You know what really just set it off right?
She didn't want to give you none.
No, not even that. It's not even about her. It's not even about her not wanting to give you none. I didn't even want none.
Nice.
That's the point. That's even the scary. I didn't want it. It's one of those, like, I say it all the time about fat girls or big girls. It's like, I'm not going to chase no fat. I'm not doing that. When there's no sexual even intention,
attraction.
That's a problem. And I used to say, I used to always want to take her down and everything like that. You know what I mean? I never wanted to stop. But like I said, as soon as I walked in the door and she opened the door, I'm like, nah. It just stopped right there. Like
all the pictures faded away, all the memories.
Like, yeah, all that
damn.
Gone. Yeah. But like I said, I still have those. But like I said, your past is better than whatever you got going on right now. And then also, well, not the icing on the cake, but even before the icing on the cake. Now, there's other shit that goes on. Like, there's another thing that happens. I'm sitting there watching TV trying to chill or whatever, and she gets on the phone talking to one of her homegirls and everything or something like that. Now, I don't know why girls do this. If you don't want people listening to your conversation, you got to go into the other room or whatever. Like I said, close the door. Make sure people can't hear your conversation. Don't go somewhere else and then still be all talking loud and shit and everything like that. But at the same time, I don't like listening to people's conversations. I don't answer my phone when I'm around people, so I kind of don't like people answering their phone around me, unless it's business, money, or something like that I understand. But besides that, I don't want to hear what's going on your phone. But since I had to hear it and what was going on and everything, like, I was hearing all this about, well, he's trying to do this, he's trying to do that, like shit she's been doing out there or whatever. I guess it's one of her homegirls, that's one of her peoples out here, so they comparing stories and this and talking about niggas, this, that. And I'm like, okay, so this is something else I would have to deal with, right? Like, now I got to, because I don't have those feelings for you, but at the same time, I don't want to hear this shit. And I'm supposed to be out here kind of, you know what I mean, like with you or whatever, and I'm in this, I still can't deal
like
with
you
that.
Gonna be miserable.
I don't even want to hear whatever you out here doing, whatever type shit. Because I know you out here doing all type of whatever because, like I said, when I was trying to play her friend or be the friend so just so I can stick around and this, that, or whatever, like I said, she would tell me all kind of shit she was doing, you know, and like it was cool, and that's what I'm saying. I'm the dumb one. I know it would piss me off, but I had to, yeah, it's okay, like, uh-huh, like, you know, I was dumb because at the time I was like, okay, well, I got to put up with this in order to deal with her and be with her or to even keep her in my life. But I'm like, why? Like, I can finally say that. Like, why? I have none of this I'm fucking with. I don't like none of this. And, yes, I'm a snoop with my damn self. You know what I mean? She left her phone down. I looked. She was talking on her Facebook page or whatever to some group or whatever, talking about, oh, people trying to get it cracking, this, that, or whatever. And then I'm thinking – now I'm thinking, y'all know how I feel about my motto about big bitches or big girls. It's like big girls got to do the craziest or wildest stuff because that's the only way people going to mess with them. So in my head, I'm thinking she might be telling me one thing, but what's she really out here doing, what's she looking like? I just don't need to be involved in any of this. And then none of this, and this ain't the icing on the cake, but again, none of this is beneficial to me in any way. Call it conceited, call this, that, or whatever, but no, I've done way too much, even when I wasn't even fucking around you. I've done way too much. And now that I'm out here, the first thing you do is you got me asking me to do shit for you. Like, it's fucking amazing. But the icing on the cake that just clinched the whole thing for me, that just put the icing on the cake for everything, is that I guess she was gonna try to. I guess she was gonna cook or something or whatever. Now I had. She wanted me to go to the store. What was I supposed to pick up? I was supposed to pick up some parsley and some lettuce. All right. Now, truth be told, not parsley. What is it? I think it's chives. What is it? Something. I don't know what it is. I think it was chives.
Cilantro.
There it is. That's what I was supposed to get. I was supposed to get a head of lettuce and cilantro. And then she's all up here talking like, make sure the cilantro is all bright green, not the dark, and get it, all this shit or whatever, right? So I'm like, okay, fuck it, whatever. Go to the store. Now, I pick up the lettuce. Now, I look, it says cilantro. Now, they got this shit up there that's in the cilantro thing. Like, I read the package on the store thing, it says cilantro. So, right above it is the shit that I think is cilantro. So, I grab the cilantro, put it in, buy the shit, take it back. Now, I'm trying to lie down, relax. Now, first, I get a yell from the kitchen, like,
oh, what is this?
Yeah, you got parsley. This ain't cilantro. Like, did it? Okay, my bad. Sorry. Like, and that's okay. What more you want me to say? I mean, you know, what more you want me to say? What more you want me to do? So I said I'm sorry, and that's all I did. So I continued to lay there. Now, about 15, 20 minutes, maybe either, I don't know, but. After that, then she felt the need to come where I was with the parsley, like, and held it up, like, what the fuck does this say? Like, and now she's showing me the wrapping around the actual parsley that's on the parsley. Because, like I said, when I picked it up, it was in the section, but it was mismarked by the store. Like, it was in the section that, you know, it wasn't in the section that it was supposed to be in. So, no, right. I pulled it out of the section, but, no, I didn't look at the little paper on the damn shit itself because I thought it was where it was supposed to be. Now, but she's holding it up like
a do.
But she's holding it up like a nigga can't read the shit. Like, what does this say? It says parsley. So you didn't see this with it? No, I didn't. It was in the section that I thought, because like I said, I picked it up. What the fuck? You can't do this? Like going off on me over some fucking, over this shit. I'm like, but I'm not saying this. Like I said, I ain't said nothing to her. I'm really just staring there, just looking at her. I'm just staring at her like, are you seriously doing this? Like, this is what's hot in the streets right now. This is what I'm out here for, right? This is it. This is what I got to look forward to, shit like this, right? And again, yes, you told me not to get the wrong shit, but I'm telling you that it was mismarked. And no, I didn't look at that, but you going World War III over this shit. And then on top of that, well, fuck it then. I ain't cooking with no damn parsley. Fuck it then. Don't cook. What are you threatening me? Again, I'm not saying this because she's all looking at me, and I'm just staring at her. So she's like, oh, you ain't going to say nothing? What the fuck am I going to say? Honestly, what can I say right now as pissed off as you are that's going to make this situation any better? Because you don't want to hear what I got to say, because honestly, what I want to say is shut the fuck up. Who's you yelling at? What the fuck is your problem? That's what I want to say. That ain't going to – well, fuck it. And then just walked off and didn't cook. Cooked herself food, though. You know, she cooked fish and shit for her, so she ate, but I didn't eat. So it's like, okay, that's cool, though. Like, but you don't realize is that I don't have to be here for this type of shit. This is what you don't realize. And nothing about, like, if this is you trying to say that I can come out here and make shit better and this is everything's going to be cool. No, nothing's going to be better dealing with this shit. You know what I mean? Nothing will. Nothing will. Dealing with this shit right here. So you can keep that to yourself. And that was it. That was the final icing on the cake. Like, I'm done. Like, it just, all that shit just lifted off. Like, and then I even left. And then she wanted to get mad because I left. Like, now I'm gone. Like, the fuck you mad at? And I don't even care that you mad. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. And like I said, this story is just to say, like, look, whatever you've gone through in life, whatever you may be holding on to, if it's a past situation, you got to really realize certain things, especially if you've already looked within yourself and telling yourself, like, yo, this is fucked up, this is wrong, this is not right, I shouldn't be doing this. If you're already telling yourself that, then you really have to follow yourself, all right? You really got to trust your own instincts sometimes, and don't let false hope, don't let false shit stop you from doing what you have to do. Don't let shit hold you back. Don't let shit hold you down. Bottom line is, like I said, I don't know if y'all know who Adam Carolla is because I don't steal nobody's quotes, but he said this. Basically, if it don't make you money or don't make you happy, don't fuck with it. Period. Very simple.
Yeah, that's real.
Like I said, if you are happy and you're in a happy situation, like I said, don't. I'm not saying don't give yourself that happiness. Like I said, that's what I'm able to do now. I'm able to recognize that certain situations are not that bad. I'm able to try to look at certain situations differently. I'm able to be better about shit. You know what I mean? Because I don't have certain shit holding me back. I don't have shit weighing down on me. So what I'm saying to everybody else out there listening is like, keep that shit. That's the type of person you have to be a good person. You have to be a good person to yourself. You have to make sure that you straight within yourself all the way around before you can even take any kind of next step with anybody or doing anything. You have to know where you're at. You have to know where you stand, and you have to, like I said, if it's not benefiting you in any way, and I'm not talking about even trying to get over on people or anything like that, but really benefiting you. Does it make you happy? Does it work out for you? Or if it bottom line, fuck it, does it make you money? Hey, sometimes that's just how it is. But if it's not doing that, then you really, really, really just got to let it go. So, sorry I took up that time, y'all, but I had to get that story out. Because, again, if you got to make it, I got to speak on it because that's the only way it's going to be real. And that's what really is the situation right now. Listen to me. You hear it in my voice here, how excited I sound. I've heard some of my other, you know, my older shows and everything. I'm all down, this, that. Never again. Not happening. Like, Bay Area Radio, we good. Everything's in the game. Like I said, fuck with it, y'all. Ain't no telling what's about to happen now. So, let's get into some music, then we'll be right back and close up the show. Like I said, sorry I had to take it up that time, but I had to do what I had to do, y'all. Be right back. West Coast Wednesday, Tough Night, Dagger, Queen V, MIA hanging out. Be right back.
Yo. Me, it's so real,
and that's
on the track. Big side, what is it? All my money makers out there.
Make money.
We got to get this bread, though.
Get it.
I'm trying to make my money, man. Make
it,
man. It's the only way to get it, yo. Get it, man. Check how I feel. I gotta keep it real. Set up on the track. I track for myself. Yeah, bitch, I'm back. I track. Yeah, I ain't never whack. Your boy won't be because I do everything. I gotta get it. Go. I gotta go. That's the only way to go. Go.
Does it the best from the worst? I was born a racer searching for them better days. Niggas hating that I'm shining, always want to bring the shade. They only focus getting late. That's what getting bitches paid. I want a girl that got a roll. These bitches is a fucking trade. How I feel, I'm in the race. These pages gotta keep them turning. People think they know it all. Never had a day of learning. Got me burning up inside. Haters, all a nigga see. I let them haters be, but they always want to fuck me. Thinking it's my destiny to walk a path of broken glass. I'm so used to pain, now I walk it at last. To stay the fuck about my girl because I'm looking to kill. You know that me is so real, and that's the way that I feel.
Thank you.
I really don't discriminate, man. Fight them girls with the pain, not the ones that play your hate. But just give me the trunk, man. You got a man, I'm here by you, little mama. I don't need no drama. Just put that dick for the play in the car. You're blazing like a song. Ain't got feelings under the heat from your cheeks. Them other girls, absolutely no peace. So I'm gonna be cause you got things that you told me. Them bold heads, gotta play your messed up in the head. Son of a bitch, so I know y'all like this cornbread. Jiggle, jiggle, all up in my grill. Oh, shizzle, shizzle.
stressing about bills might come today. No more rent I pay, a proud owner I can finally say. I got 3 cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef cook, feet up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shopping spree, Fifth Avenue the minimum. Anything she wants, she held me down when she had wants. Now she want for nothing cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island hopper we cruising, yacht named I'm not losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this the good life or just my imagination? President. My mission changed the world, starting at home with the boys and girls. Improve the education with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, rebuild with greed deprived. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government pay the difference. And I the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost we help them find a way. This will be great, but my imagination runs away. I'm proud, rides with me, should be I happy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording prestigious in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you songs, combine splendid. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet, set my spine concrete. This Grammy nod solidifies creativity, but my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.
Wasted. I'm chocolate wasted. She got me chocolate wasted. See, that's my little cream butter cup. First she kissed me.
I'ma stuck. Buck. Couldn't find that flavor in a cook. Buck. Sugar high, felt like I hit the buck. You know I got the muscle, baby. And I be munching on my bucket, baby. So tell them, hey, niggas, fuck you, pay me. You know I fuck you crazy. And when I fuck you, baby, I ain't you screaming out. You must be fucking crazy. I got J Blue and Gold. Rockstar is going down.
This is the Punchlines and Panty Droppers. So sweet. She kisses all over your lips slowly. That chocolate caramel with skin cream. Feeling like the shorty packed the whipped cream. I got a sweet thing, but she got it empty. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted.
Shawty, you fine as hell. Yeah, I ain't gon' lie. Bet your love is good, sweeter than cherry pie. Kissing on your neck, touching on no inner thighs. About your eyes, gonna make me high. No false signs, gonna pass me by. We can get it cracking, good for a night time. Let me in your world, girl. Bet you ain't had it like that. Rose petals on the bed, I hit it from the back. Champagne bottles on the floor, no you clean. Little bit of whipped cream on strawberries. I like your style, style, style. Wanna see how we get down, down, down. Down up on the floor, all down up on me. Between me and you, girl, what it's gonna be. I love that double fudge, buttercup. Better pecan, got a thing for vanilla. Better be let me off the chart.
And penny droppers.
But I be off
strong. So sweet. She kisses all over your lips slowly. That chocolate caramel cookie and cream. Feeling like the shorty packed with whipped cream. I got a sweet dream, but you got it empty.
I'm chocolate wasted. Shorty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted.
I'm when I see your girl with them slanted eyes and that chocolate skin. Solid in and out, bending corners on my master tip, yep, trying to win. Way back then, it was me and the gang on the L block, real long range. It was me and all my brother Doug, okay, my nigga back, we was on the way. Finding my ways, you was locked up, and it was summertime, but you was hot tub. Dropped the curtains on Craig Go, and I caught a glimpse, couldn't let it go. Brand damn that corn action on Fall Street, a bad beach spot, and I was Michael Bell, straight diving in it, me sagging on it like wait, stop. Candles hitting that bad friend, that silhouette like hot damn. My Lisa Beauty, she's sweet though, and every time I see her, one of these those, we get lit the real chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate to her, she's trying to taste it. I hate to please, she ain't gotta fake it. I'm strapping up, and I'm so
sweet. All over your lips slowly. That chocolate caramel cookie and cream. Feeling like the shorty past the whipped cream. I got a sweet dream, but you got it empty.
I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, shawty got me chocolate wasted. I'm chocolate wasted, she got me chocolate wasted.
What's cracking, y'all? Sorry, I lost my internet connection, so damn it, I'm going to have to say goodbye for MIA and my co-host Queen B. I do apologize, ladies. I just can't get my shit back on right now in time before the show ends. But, I mean, we just going to get out of here real quick, y'all. So, like I said, I hope you enjoyed the show. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger Queen V every Wednesday night, 9 to 11. Make sure y'all tune in for Fuck You Fridays. It's Friday, 6 to 8. Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9, playing the top slappers from the independent artists from around the world. And, of course, Fuck You. Oh, no, I said Fuck You Fridays. The Triple M Show every Monday, all right? 7 to 9, same thing. Mo Music Monday, all music, no talk, all right? So, again, thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll see y'all on Friday. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, and we out.